just kind of happened upon the fact that the New York Times just announced that his book is number one New York Times bestseller, Killing the Mob. And for those of you that have been to the Mob Museum, you think you know everything about the mob. You don't. Trust me, you do not know. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Colonial Pipeline has begun a restart of its operations following that cyber attack.
Colonial began the restart about 5 p.m. Eastern, but it'll take several days for product delivery to return to normal, the company said in a statement. Quote, Colonial will move as much gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel as safely possible and will continue to do so until markets return to normal. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm also said in a tweet that the pipeline would restart its operations.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. President Biden signing an executive order meant to strengthen U.S. cybersecurity defenses, that in response to a series of hacking incidents that have highlighted just how vulnerable this country's public and private sectors are to high-tech spies as well as criminals all around the world. Also at townhall.com, a divide is growing between moderate and left-wing Democrats on a number of fronts. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Democrats were strongly united around their new president and Senate majority in the first 100 days of the Biden presidency. Now fissures are starting to show. Left-leaning Elizabeth Warren is urging President Biden to condemn Israel's plans to evacuate some Palestinian families from East Jerusalem. Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Menendez joins Republicans in condemning Hamas rocket attacks on Israeli civilians. Democrats are also battling over the size of an infrastructure bill and lifting the ceiling on state and local taxes. Bob Agner reporting.
National Weather Service confirming it was a tornado pounding parts of New Orleans overnight, ripping off roofs, knocking down trees and utility lines, and causing minor damage. No reports of deaths nor serious injuries from the storm. Winds up to 90 miles per hour. Officials examined the damage and confirmed it was indeed a twister. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. It's time to do some spring cleaning, and if you're an unhappy timeshare owner, start your cleaning today. We will get you out of your unused timeshare quickly. We've been helping people just like you for over a decade. We have over 600 excellent reviews with the BBB. Lone Star Transfer guarantees a release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For a free consultation, call 844-284-4860 or lonestartransfer.com.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the Las Vegas Raiders schedule has just been released, and it looks like there have at least four nationally televised games, maybe five. Game one will be one of those games at Allegiant Stadium to open the season against the Baltimore Ravens. That's on September 13th at 5:15 p.m. Another Monday night game on the national stage against the Chargers. That's October 4th. And a Sunday night matchup, that's against the Chiefs at Allegiant on November 14th. And again on Thanksgiving Day, an exclusive game, the only being played at that time on Thanksgiving against the Dallas Cowboys, and possibly another nationally televised game that will be against the Browns either on a Saturday or a Sunday. The time is yet to be determined. Las Vegas police have located the body of a missing Las Vegas 2-year-old, Amari Nicholson, just hours after the man charged with his death was ordered held without bail. 27-year-old Terrell Rhodes lied to authorities for about a week, but later admitted that he had abused the toddler and had hit the child several times, according to the Review Journal. Rhodes will return to court. That will be for an arraignment, and that is coming up early next week on Monday.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Look out for a road closure due to a bad accident. That's State Route 160 closed in both directions right now. That's between Valley View and Arville. Also, expect some heavy volumes eastbound Summerlin Parkway at Buffalo. We're getting reduced speeds 515 north at Charleston and Interstate 15 north at Tropicana.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Tell you what, let's do this. Take you live to Carson City. They are in the midst of week 15 Week 15, everything is done on June 1st. But for now, they are meeting, they are legislating, and they are making laws. How many will get signed? We'll find out. Gregory Hafen joining us from Assembly District 36. And Gregory, first of all, thanks for joining us and taking time out of what I know is a kind of a breakneck schedule. Tell me what the week's been like so far.
Well, thanks for having me, Kevin. The week has been crazy. We've been, you know, we get up bright and early in the morning, start working 7 a.m., and don't leave the building probably till about 9:30 p.m. We're in the middle of doing ways and means twice a day, and it looks like we're going to run into Saturdays from here on out, so it's starting to ramp up and get crazy when it comes to ways and means. But oddly enough, a lot of the other committees have been really, really quiet and slow. So you got two different things going. You've got budget stuff going crazy, and you've got everything else kind of on a snail pace like it's been all session.
I know that the education budget is the first one by our Constitution that has to come out. Are we close to getting that done?
So we've been closing out budget in subcommittees and making recommendations to the full committee. So different sections of that are close. The whole thing, I don't know if we're there yet. The economic forum coming out and giving us a lot of really good numbers and a lot better than most of us thought is going to be helpful, so we can really give money to where it's needed. Especially some of these categorical programs that we've started to see some real success.
That brings up the other issue that came up earlier this week, the Treasury Department, the U.S. Treasury Department, sending a 150-page memo to the governor saying you're going to have $2.7 billion coming your way, but here are the strings attached. Have you seen that 150-page document, and are there strings attached to some of this money?
Yes. So we've sat down with staff on a couple occasions this week to go over that and to see what the money can be used for and what it can't be used for. We were under the impression there'd be a lot less strings attached to this than there are. But there are some things that we're working on to come up with some ideas, some workarounds. You know, I've been a big fan of wanting to refund everything we took out of our rainy day fund. I'm not sure that we'll be able to do that with these monies, but with the economic forum coming back a lot higher than anticipated, I think there's a way of doing a lot of backfilling there.
I saw where the governor, and I don't know how the governor does this, but just in the last couple of days, the governor has come up with a proposal to provide a sales tax holiday for members of the National Guard and their families. And my answer to that was, I think that's a great idea. I love the National Guard, and they do so much good within our state. But why not do a sales tax holiday for everybody? Could we do that?
Yeah, no, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, I've been pushing since last legislative session to actually do that, do a sales tax holiday. You do it for one weekend or one week or however long you can get it. And my idea was that you would do it right before school starts.
Yeah.
Give parents and families the opportunity to save a little bit of money when they're getting their school supplies and buying new school clothes. And you know, so I support doing it for everyone. Obviously, I support our military and our National Guard, but I would like to see it applied to everyone and, you know, straight across the board. And let's help get our teachers what they need and our students what they need.
And again, there's no knock against the National Guard. They deserve every perk they can get. But if you're going to give them a perk, why not give everybody a perk? We've got all this money. Does this mean, and again, being a part of Ways and Means, you probably have the inside track on this. Does that mean that all the talk of increased taxes, mining taxes, are going to go by the wayside? Because we're just awash in cash.
Well, so, you know, our caucus, the big thing that we wanted to do was to get out of the super minority so we could block large tax increases. And we've been very strategic with that, and we have blocked a lot of two-thirds bills or fee increases, tax increases, however you want to look at it. I haven't seen the official numbers, but I've asked to see the numbers because there are a lot of bills that have either died completely or have been amended to remove that fee increase or tax increase. So I've been asking staff to try to gather up all that information because I really want to see it. I want to see how successful we've been. I know that we've been very, very successful. Every day up here, I see another bill where their proposed fee increase has now been removed because we have held strong and been very strategic with that and said, no, we're not going to allow you to do some crazy wild fee increases or tax increases.
And by the way, from a legal perspective, what is the difference between a user fee and a tax?
Well, I'm not an attorney. Why would you ask?
But you're on Ways and Means, right?
Yeah. So, for me, it's tomato, tomato. You know, if you have a user fee, you have a tax. Anything that's coming into the state coffers or the federal coffers, to me, is a tax. And, you know, I look at Social Security and the Medicare that I pay into as a tax. And you know, everybody says, well, you're going to get that back, so it's not really a tax. And for me, I look at it as it's the same. It's a tax.
Let's talk about the deadlines. We've had deadlines come and go. We got a deadline coming up on Friday, the second committee passage. What is that?
Yeah, so Friday, the bills that the Assembly has sent over to the Senate have to get out of the Senate committee and vice versa. So if the Senate, whatever bills the Senate sent over to us, would have to come out of committee or they're dead and no further action can be taken on them.
Let's talk a little bit about bills that maybe you still have alive. How many bills do you still have alive? You had, what, 10 going in?
Yeah, so I had 10 going in. I still got two alive. I had hearings on both of those yesterday. I believe they went pretty well. I'll have a work session on one of them tomorrow for sure, and trying to get a work session on the other one, obviously, before Friday. So we got a short, small window to get that done.
And what are the two bills about?
So the first bill is a transparency in campaigning. When you send out a text message, it would require a disclaimer of who's actually paying to send it. It wouldn't, but it would not require the big, long disclaimer, friends of Gregory T. Hafen at 5250 Hafen Ranch Road. You would not have to do that. It would just have to be very short, very sweet. It's trying to modernize our transparency in the campaign and adapt to the new world of text messages. And then the other one is in regards to the purchase of tobacco product, saying that if you're under the age of 40, you'd have to scan your ID before you'd be able to purchase tobaccos. And I even had a Democrat come up to me and half joke. They're like, are you just doing this so we're forced to give you voter ID down the road? And I was like, I'm not telling you the answer to that.
It's like I'm like, oh, like should there be a spoiler alert here or something? Oh, yeah, that's exactly our strategy.
Hey, that's a great idea. I love this idea. You guys want to implement it? You got an emergency bill that we could drop, and I'll vote for that if you guys want to sponsor voter ID.
Gregory, tell me what you think of what's going on. The East Coast, Colonial Pipeline, but it's not just impacting the East Coast. It's impacting the entire country. Airlines, believe it or not, are having to make fuel stops because we have a shortage of jet fuel. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on? First of all, the idea that we can be hacked and they can shut down a major pipeline for the East Coast and really for the nation. Can you talk a little bit about, I mean, this scares me to death. I don't know about you.
Well, it does. It scares me too, Kevin. You know, I'm in the infrastructure industry. And so I look at this on a regular basis to see where we're vulnerable and ensure that we have backups and redundancies. And this is one of those things where, you know, it looks like it came out of a hacking group that's based in Russia. Scares the crap out of me. I just, right ahead of Memorial Day, we're now seeing a shortage. My younger brother's graduating college, and my family was, they're still flying back. And I'm like, man, I hope you guys can get jet fuel to get to fly home after the graduation ceremony this weekend. So it's really, really scary for me. And we're seeing, you know, prices just skyrocket on fuel. I was online looking at stuff, and in California, gas prices are literally pushing $6 a gallon right now. Mind you, that's Sunset Boulevard in LA, but it's definitely hitting us hard. And then you look at what our, you know, federal administration has done that's just really compounded on this, and the decision to shut down the Keystone Pipeline is just an absolute horrible, horrible decision. And as soon as that occurred, we started seeing fuel prices rise and rise and rise. And, you know, I hope it doesn't continue, but, you know, Biden served in the Senate during the Carter administration, and we're on the verge of seeing gas prices higher than we've ever seen, and inflation like we saw under the Carter administration. And I really hope that that's not where he's getting his playbook from. I know he just did a photo op with him, but I'm really hoping that that wasn't the advice he was given.
Is there a lesson to be learned at the state level? And I know we're very late in the session, and you guys close things down June 1st. But are we doing all we can as a state? Is there a state role in battling cyber terrorism like this?
So there definitely is a role. You know, we, during the pandemic shutdown, we saw a number of our own agencies hacked, it's scary. You know, we need to be diligent. We need to make sure that we're all working together to combat this, and realizing that, you know, there are terrorist organizations that are literally every single day trying to hack in to different aspects of our nation and our private sector, because, you know, what we're seeing right now on the East Coast is very detrimental, and if they were able to continue to do that across the nation, it would cripple us. And so we have to work collectively to prevent this and to combat it. And I know from a state perspective, we've been spending a lot of money in ways and means to give agencies additional funds to upgrade their computer systems, their software, to do exactly that at the state level.
Let me just ask you, we're coming down to June 1st, and that's when everything closes down. My question is, from here on out, are you guys working weekends and nights and all of that? Is it going to be crazy the rest of the way?
Yeah, no, it absolutely will, especially those of us on Ways and Means. We've got scheduled for Saturday. I think we have Sunday off this week. But I'm pretty sure that when we get closer to the deadline, we'll be working Sundays and we'll be working twice a day. And when we get to that last week, we'll probably be having conference committees in the back, behind the bar, you know, multiple times a day, trying to finalize everything. So it's going to be fun. Probably not going to get a lot of sleep the next couple of weeks, but we'll make up for it in June.
There you go. There you go. Let me just ask you. I know that more than ever, even with a half-open legislative building, that there are a lot of people that need to have their voices heard. How can they reach out to you?
Yeah. So now the building is halfway open. I highly encourage anybody that wants to come in. I'm absolutely loving seeing people and faces again. It's just nothing can replace it. But if people want to call me, feel free to call me at my office, 775-684-8805. Or they can go to my website and get all my Facebook information. because Kevin, as you know, I don't do Twitter any longer until they let Trump back on.
There you go.
But my website is Hafen, H-A-F-E-N, the number 4, Nevada.com.
Gregory, thanks so much, man. It's always fun talking to you. Keep fighting that good fight up there, would you please?
I appreciate it, Kevin. I will.
And we will talk again soon. Gregory Hafen, he is Assemblyman District 36, excuse me, District 36 for Gregory Hafen. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycry.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Sticker shock. Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. And it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Boy, you want to talk about a buzz. Folks are getting excited. We've got another professional sports franchise that is moving to Southern Nevada, again to Henderson, the Indoor Football League. And gentlemen, Jim Dallas, you've been tracking this the last couple of days. You got some heavyweights behind this new team.
No doubt about it, and it seems like stadiums are popping up all over the Las Vegas Valley. And I know Dollar Loan Center CEO Chuck